On this 3rd of February 2022 from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, thank you for coming to my website, Curtis! I want to know, is it all right?
Say it's all right.
It's all right.
Say it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. Have a good time, cause it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. We're gonna move it slow. When lights are low.
Curtis said, clap your hands and give yourself a chance. Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions. It's all right. On this third day of February 2022, I want to let you know that when that record came out, I was a young man in my early 20s, if that. And I remember singing to Curtis Mayfield. Oh, what a talent he was. You see, it's different when you're listening to his music, you know, all these years past, 30, 50 years past. Man, where's this? He passed on to the other side, but he left that legendary voice. Hey, and you hear what he was saying? It's all right. It's all right. Back in the day, we had a way. Listen, we grew up in the inner cities, the black communities. I was a resident, and what that is, my parents. My parents were a resident of the Will Rogers County Projects, located right here in Los Angeles, on the corner of, the main corner was 103rd Street and Central Avenue in South Central Los Angeles. They were Quonset huts made into living quarters. Most of the people that stayed there during that time when I was a kid growing up, when I was, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old like that, were guys that had gotten out of the Army and had families and couldn't buy homes, and so we were living there. They had other county living facilities spread all over the city, in East L.A. also. I'm sure that if you are listening to Jose Rio, KKJZ tell it, he'll tell you about the barrio where he grew up, over there in East L.A., Mama. Hispanic brothers, I love it. And, you know, they was bopping up and down the street with us, singing like Curtis saying, it's all right. And let me tell you, you know, I'm excited because on my birthday, they didn't change my outline at the foundation. And I'm glad because whenever I present an outline that I'm going to speak to black men, I want my outline to be accepted. I am a retired pastor, retired philosophy professor, retired everything, but not retired spiritual black man that loves other black men and women enough. You see that picture that I have up? I'm going to have to put it up of the sheep. That was, man, they're all adult. They all have children now, probably going on being grown. And I'd love to just have a reunion with all of those people that are still alive. I know that there's a few of them that have passed on. But, man, when you look at pictures like that, it makes you just say, it's all right. And I want you to feel that with me. Well, listen, I'm not finished playing Curtis Mayfield because I got more music here. And I'm going to play a little bit more. And then I come back and we'll be talking a little bit later. Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions. You don't hear guys talking about their baby like that nowadays, do you? No, cussing them out, calling all kind of bees and hoes and things like that in disrespect. And our sisters have said, oh, these brothers have lost their mind. You know what? You need to come back. When you find a good woman that got a good heart, that's concerned about you, that loves you, that cares about you, that want to take care of your children, keep the house clean, while you get out there and hit them bricks. And if they want to get out there and hit the bricks with you, let them get out there and join you. And ain't nothing the matter with that. Hey, Curtis said, I want to tell you about my baby. She looks so fine. She walks so fine. She thinks so fine. That's the way the black man used to think about the black woman in the black community of the inner cities all over this marvelous country called America that we live in. I know it sounds alien. I know it sounds be crushing to your spirit to hear this, but this is the way it was. And when you listen to the words of the music and the swing of the song, you won't get gonged. Hey, you know what? I'm high. I don't mean on dope. I'm high on life. And I love to listen to Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions, and he ain't through with us yet. Curtis, come on, give me some more. Curtis Mayfield. Y'all remember this, don't you?
Prettier than all
what?
The world. And I'm so proud.
I'm so proud.
I'm so proud of you.
Go ahead on, go ahead. Sing it, sing it.
You're only one.
Yeah.
Fellas, girl.
About our women back in the day. Hey, yeah, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of being loved by you. And it would hurt.
It would hurt me
hurt
so.
She loved him. Ooh. Why don't we make music like that? Why don't we sing about each other? What is all of this? All of this, look at the way she walked with her breasts hanging out. And where's the, where, and same thing for the guys. You know, my dude can do this for me and he can do, what about the intimate, sweet, harmonious love tones, Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions. I'm playing from his collection, and I'm feeling good. You know, I went to my doctor today. My daughter came by, and she took me. I had to give my blood pressure test. I have this other thing that they have to do, and my blood pressure stays high. So they're trying to get it down, and they want to change my medication. And my daughter came by, and I talked her through everything I'm doing, and she said, Daddy, you need to read the bottle. You need to take double this, not just one a day. And she said, you have so many of these pills left, but the other one's gone. You're supposed to take them. And she was right. And I'm so glad that I had sense enough to fall in love with a woman named Andalucía Guerrandola Soledad Monblanco, and married her at a time in my life when I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how I was going to escape growing up in this world without having a wife, because I couldn't think of anything else. And it was unheard of for a gay man to think about marrying another gay man in 1967. You just didn't do that. You didn't do that. You didn't even think about it. You knew that it would be disastrous. For those of you that are listening to me that are millennials living in this day, you just didn't. You didn't even think about it. And if you did do something like that, you did it on the DL, on the down low, in secret, because you didn't want anyone to know that you could ever love another human being to that capacity. So I remember Curtis Mayfield in The Impressions because it was at the time that I married Andalusia. I needed a woman in my life, and she was a wonderful woman. I'm just going to give high notes to women that are state-of-the-art women. Lucy was one. Lucy taught me how to be the man I needed to be towards any woman that I ever got with. And ain't no man never taught me that. Only a woman can teach me that. And you can only have that when you get with a woman. Now, those of us that are men that have been with women and we have not been fortunate with them, I couldn't get along with a woman these days because I'm not going to compromise my manliness to be with that woman. Curtis, help me out. Take me down another trip down memory lane. Curtis Mayfield and The Impressions.
Keep on pushing.
That's it.
Keep on pushing.
Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. I can't stop now.
All right.
When a brother back in the day couldn't get a job, we used to go up to him and say, hey, man, keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. Buy that 45 record by Curtis Mayfield. Put that thing on the little record player. We only had one speaker on our little record players then, boy. Oh, it was a fun time to live. Curtis Mayfield, let me see if I can remember the record label. Let's see. You know, I don't know whether it was Brunswick. I know Jackie Wilson was on Brunswick. Ray Charles was on ABC. I forget which record company Curtis Mayfield was on. But when Keep On Pushing came out, you got to see us on the bus, on the streetcars, walking down the street, coming home from school, singing Keep On Pushing. Just keep on. They said, look yonder. What do I see? A great big stone laying there right in front of me. He said, but I got faith and I got strength to keep on pushing. Black man today sound like they done lost all hope of life. Curtis, I need you to keep putting food in my soul. Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions, leading the day at 19 minutes and 56 seconds into this webcast from Los Angeles, California. Clouds in the sky, cool weather coming back in, sun is out. Went to the doctor with my daughter today, and they gave me all the no red flags, everything are green flags. It's a go. Curtis, keep singing to me.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we were not ashamed to make music like that. That was the number one hit on the R&B, rhythm and blues, black radio stations all around the nation. And did you hear him? He theologically took you from the birth of Jesus to the crucifixion to the baptism of John the Baptist, because what? That was our religion. All the black men in this country knew that we were ripped off from the mainland of Africa, our home. But when we were given that colonized religion, look at what we did with it. We took it and made a masterpiece out of it. And I believe that when you study the statutes and the precepts of that colonized religion, albeit given to us by a taskmaster that didn't give a good damn about us in so many ways, but to see if we could make the economy grow. We not only did that, we built most of the monuments. We built the White Houses and the other houses around it in D.C. We cultivated the land. We built railroads. We're still magnificently adding to the progression of this marvelous country of ours. But we cannot say anything about God anywhere because they would think that's anathema or a curse. Back in the day, Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions put us to shame. All right, so for those of you Jay-Z's and all you other people out there in your studios making your music, put that one in your cap. Curtis, keep talking with me. I'm fired up, boy. I can't help myself. Saying that a woman needs to believe her man. Oh, yeah.
Girl, you're wrong to believe what was said.
Yeah.
For you see, nothing could ever be that bad. Though the talk is now all over town. Darling, you know I'd never put you down. To her and me, we're at the party as guests. There's nothing else to say about who my love best.
Curtis Mayfield said, girl, you got to believe me. No. It just didn't happen that way. But do you believe your man now? I remember once my wife asked me, we were married for years. She was ill. And I, you know, would go out and usually on Sunday nights, I'd spend time with the church members, taking the young men home that didn't have cars and things like that. And Lucy asked me one night when I got home after church on Sunday night late. She said, John, are you going to see anybody? And I said, for what? She says, I know you young and you said, I said, you my wife. I said, no, you have to believe me. It just ain't happening that way. Now, I'm not going to stand or sit behind this mic and tell you that I haven't had thoughts of wonderings. I didn't wonder like that. I don't know who this is, so I'm going to have to cancel this call right here. Wait, I'm going to show you. Listen now, people are always trying to get me to buy things. All right, listen. Hello.
Well, hi, my name is Dave. I'm Calvin with the California Department of Public Health, and we're just reaching out to notify folks about an emergency vaccination. I think it's being opened in your area tomorrow. Are you or someone you know in need of vaccination?
A vaccination for what?
For COVID vaccine, like a booster or first or second round for COVID-19.
Are you a government agency?
We're with the Department of, we're a subsidiary of the Department of Public Health. We're hired by the state of California to reach out to folks. We don't have names because of privacy laws, so we're just reaching out to try to get folks booked, but we don't know who we're calling. But there is a one-day vaccination center happening tomorrow at the Asian American Drug Abuse Program Center at 2900 Crenshaw Boulevard from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, well, that is near my neighborhood. Well, I appreciate that information. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
All right,
you're
have a nice
you
day.
Stay safe now.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Huh. That was nice. I'm not going to complain about that. I have both of my vaccinations and my booster. But you notice, but did you see the way I handled the call? Who are you? Why are you calling me? How did you get my number? What is going on? See, you just don't start offering up all this information because this is a different world that we're living in. And I've had to learn how to use some telephone etiquette. You must believe Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions are helping me stay with it. And I'm glad you stand with me at 31 minutes and 15 seconds into today's webcast. Continue, Curtis. I love it.
Oh, yes. People get ready. There's a train coming. Listen to the theology.
People get ready.
There's a train.
You need to do.
You just thank the Lord.
You don't need no ticket on that train. Ooh, I love that, man. That theology is just solid as it can be. He said, you don't need a ticket to get on this train. I recall my aunt was very fair complexion. As a matter of fact, I used to think my aunt Desi was a white woman. And her husband, Uncle William Talbot, was her husband. And he was also very fair skinned, had a lot of white blood in him. And, of course, she's long dead and her husband. But she used to tell me that she and her husband, Uncle Will, used to catch the train from Birmingham, Alabama to Los Angeles, where my family migrated from. And she said they'd just serve us, those black servants would serve us, and they didn't even know that we was a brother and sisters, But we was light-skinned, and we traveled as white people. And I said, my gosh. And I'll never forget, it was the week that God was talking to my heart to try to get me to hear his voice. I called my Aunt Des. She was still alive, and she was going to our family church. And I said, Aunt Des, I need to go to church. I think God is trying to speak to me. I was 20, 23 years old. And I said, I think God is trying to speak with me, and I don't know what to say. So she said, come and pick me up, because I was driving my own little car. And I took her to church that Sunday morning, and I walked down the aisle. And I've been loving God ever since. And Curtis Mayfield and the Impression, this record helped me in making that decision. People, get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. That's how easily faith was done in our community until we got all these crazy-ass bishops telling us all these Disneyland stories and getting us all off. Don't get me started, John the Apologist. Let's go back to some more Curtis Mayfield. Come on, Curtis. If the woman's got soul. You know what? I want to tell you something about that record. That record, you know, we used to go to dances. You know, we used to parties, house parties, dance parties. And most of them ended up pretty good, you know. We had a little 45 record player. And if the brother had two speakers hooked up to the record player, then it was really jumping. But in most cases, it was a one-speaker record player and on a 45, and it had a whole stack, maybe 10 or 12 records. And Curtis Mayfield had to be in there. And we would be singing next to the girls while they were saying, I got soul. And oh, my goodness. Just wonderful growing up. So often we hear about, you need to go to a therapist. John, I was speaking with my daughters, and I was telling them about how I grew up and how my uncles treated me and things like that. And my daughter said, Daddy, you were what do they call it, abused. And I said, I wasn't abused. I was family. Abuse? And I'll never forget, when I grew up in the family that I grew up in, family used to tell me, you don't go out talking to people about what's going on in this house. And in a sense, they were right, but in a sense, they were wrong when there was true abuse going on. I'm talking about true abuse. I'm talking about messing with these kids, locking them up in the closet, burning them, picking them, stabbing them, having sex with them, torturing them, cigarette burning them, and giving them alcohol. That's abuse. But it's not abuse when you tell that boy, shut up and get your ass out of my face. That's not abuse. You're teaching him to mind his own business. And, you know, we got all this mental health situation. Mental health. I grew up in the middle of Watts. Went to, what, Markham Junior High, Edison Junior High, Jordan High, Fremont High. My goodness. I grew up in the hood. And I turned out all right. The woman's got soul. Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions. I love it. Asking me, John, why all of this religiosity in this, because that's where we were. If there was any joy in the experience of the African American in America in this time, most of that joy came from when we got together in group huddles and tried to come in contact with the God that would hear our cries, our prayers. And that's when church was important. That was before church started to spawn these leaders that would gold rush us after the money that we had. It was before that era. It was before the regular preacher in the black suit started to think about money and start teaching that you owe God a tenth of everything because the Israelites did it to take care of the tribe of Levi and the keeping up of the temple. The temple in the Old Testament and the New Testament is not an equivalent of what the church is. So they lied when they used that to get our money. And so what we must do is we must look at what happened to that religion, and what Curtis was doing in his music was merely echoing what was predominant. And I have you to know that the predominant African-American or black church was anti-gay. They were against gays. Yet, and I will say this, and I don't think anybody can barter with me about it, there were more gay people in the church back then than there were today, because the gay people in the church have usually walked away from the church or started their own churches. It was wonderful for me to be a pastor in the church during this era, because I had to work through it. And what I recognized as I worked through that is that I was one of the voices that was voicing against this gay onslaught in the church, because I felt that it would tear basically the root of the church out. But it didn't. It didn't, because I learned how to restrain me. I've always cared to be around more guys than gals. I'm like that today. But I love spending all day with my daughter, who is a gal. Yes, I love spending all day because that's my daughter. And so I'm glad that God had me marry and father two daughters, because I didn't father a son, though I wanted a son. That's why I help young men out. I know how it is with young men. And I'm still in the process of helping them out. I am that kind of a person. But that's why Curtis is always singing about that. All right, let's continue to listen. Curtis Mayfield in the Impressions with PJ. All right. Cheating is not a new game. It's been a game on the play field for a long time, cheating. But why do I ought to do a webcast on cheating? Why do people cheat? Why do people cheat? I recall when I married Lucy, and she beautiful, beautiful Filipino girl. That's one thing that I'm, you know what? I don't like all of you, and that's all right and everything, but please, if you ugly, don't come. I'm going to get in trouble now. But I don't like to look at no ugly woman. Now, what I mean by ugly woman, I'm not talking about the genetics that your parents gave you. I'm not talking about genes and chromosomes. I'm talking about you're ugly. You ain't brushing your teeth. You're not fixing your hair up. You need makeup. You need some deodorant on. Don't nobody want to look at your breasts hanging all out. And your behind is so on both sides of the street, can't nobody get down the sidewalk. You got too much meat on you, too much grease on you. Same thing for you guys that's walking around looking like that. I know in this day and age we're supposed to say, well, that's the real me. But, you know, you can cheat on me because you ain't got me. You done lost me. Thank you, Curtis. Uh-huh. Got anything else for me, Mr. Mayfield? I need some help.
And man, oh man, before you go home, catch a flight on to the wonders of home. Italy's beauty may put on the show to arouse all your love and make your heart grow. And I wanna go to the sweetness of
France. Yeah, hey, can I stand a chance? Hey, and our music, African American music, has sung the way it was in this country, our country. Whether you like it or not, this is our country. This is our country. I'm not going to have nobody have me living off the coast of Mozambique somewhere. America is my country, such as she is. America is my country. I live in her neighborhoods. I eat the food that her people eat. Okay. I ordered a new quilt from Amazon.com for my bed because I can't be burning this heat all night. No, no, no. Something may happen to the gas pipe and I wake up dead. But I bought this quilt and I said, man, oh, man, it sure is warm under this quilt. And it reminded me of the day when my grandmothers used to make quilts and give it to us like that. But this is America. And we can make it work for us. Well, I think I'm going to end up with maybe one more number here. One more. Encouraging us. Thank you, Curtis Mayfield. Thank you, my brother. I know from the heavenlies you are, man, your spirit is permeating me. I found this CD in my office studio here. As a matter of fact, I had a young man got in contact with me and he wanted to come by and I said, no, you can't come by now because I'm in a studio working on a webcast. And I already have another young man coming by to visit me. And I'm telling you, it's the transferring of a positive mindset and a positive mentality. And sometimes these young men come through and they've never been into my home or been to the Oasis is what I call it. And by the time I'm finished with them, they have a head full of knowledge and wisdom. And you know, a lot of people tell me, they say, John, you have to be careful about the people that you meet. I don't care about nobody killing me. I ain't got nothing to give them but wisdom. And I'm going to do that. Did you know that a true leader of a community is not afraid? Do you remember what Martin Luther King said the night before he got shot? He said, I love my life, but I'm not afraid of dying. Why did he say that? He says, because I've seen the mountaintop. See, he's been on the other side. He knows what it looks like in his heart. And not even 24 hours later, he's shot dead. So please don't try to tell me to stop doing what I'm doing. I would never stop loving brothers. I will never give up on my community. I will never give up on the black man in this country. He is the most powerful, powerful individual. And when you give him a minute, he'll prove it to you. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My time is up. Thank you for coming to my website. I love you tremendously.